local Splish Splash. How are you?
Hi, Alan. It is local Splish Splash. How did you know?
Well, it came up, though. I said, what the hell? It has to be.
I love it. Thank you for the laugh. My name's Tina, by the way. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I was just following up. I saw some notes about Attic Mold and More, mold remediation experts, and I understand that you had some questions about our program.
Well, you know, we were looking into these packages with SEO and communications and stuff like that, and my nephew said, you know what? I found this great company, and he said they were no BS. They actually spoke English. I said, what? You're gonna keep laughing with me. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny because I know there's companies that outsource to India and the Philippines, and I've heard all kinds of crazy things. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So what he did, I think he ended up with a website and a contact kind of situation with some SEO on it. You could probably look it up. I don't know, but.
I'm going to look because Kyle just sent me a note that it was Sky's the Limit Handyman Service for your nephew, right?
Yes, that's exactly who it was.
Okay, let me see.
It should be found, Paula Booty. Yep.
I found the account. Let me just open it and see. Where is he located now?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Well, Shrewsbury, probably. Yeah, he's probably going to Shrewsbury.
Okay, let me look. Shrewsbury, Mass.
Yeah, I was impressed with it. He said, oh my God, he said, I did this in one day. I said, oh, good.
Yeah, the placement on Google is so important because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers, you know, make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see why he's happy with it. It's, you know, very profitable. Do you have his business phone number or something like that? I just wanted to find his exact account. Or
let me see.
If not, what's his last name? Maybe I could look it up.
Abudy, A-B-O-O-D-Y.
Okay, Abudy. There it is. Paul M. Abudy. There it is.
Yep.
Sky's the limit. Okay, perfect. So, oh, yeah, he's brand new with us. He just signed up.
Yes.
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, okay. So, what we would do for you, if you wanted a similar package to what he has, is we would attach your website to all of the listings because you already have a website, right? And then we would optimize the listings to show on the first page of the search results on Google and Bing. And then what that entails is not only the first page placement on Google and Bing, but we would also program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, meaning that once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They just keep coming out with things.
Yeah, it's amazing because I know myself when I search for anything online, next time I go to my Facebook newsfeed, there's ads for that popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for, you know, mold remediation or anything that's relevant to what you offer, we would make sure that next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we would provide a detailed tracking system, which means you'll know which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll know which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Now, Paul.
Tracking is important. Yep.
Yeah, you want to be able to see that you're getting an ROI, you know, return on investment.
Right.
But he opted to go with the everything I explained to you, but without the Facebook ads. So that package is $199 month to month. There's a $99 setup fee that goes on the first payment only, okay?
So if
you wanted to do that, I obviously can honor the package that he has. Or if you want to do the bundle with the Facebook ads, it's just $100 extra monthly. So it would be $299 per month, but that extra $100 goes straight to Facebook to run those ads for you. So do you have a business Facebook setup? It looks like you do. I think I did. Yeah,
I
think.
Do you ever know it's like so hard to understand if you have a Facebook page?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like, oh, do I have one? I don't know. I can't find it.
If it's for the business and if you didn't set it up, maybe someone else did, it would be hard. No, I actually found it. I think this is you because it says Attic Mold and More and it's in Spencer and it has
your same
logo on it. So this is yours. So let me just put this in the notes here. But you don't have access to this page, right? Because you didn't even know.
I just never know how to get to it or play with it.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, then that's good. Let me just...
Yeah, I've never, like, done anything. If you looked at any of my posts, like, there's nothing there.
Yeah, you know, that's why you need a company like this, because oftentimes, you know, you're an expert at mold remediation and going out and, you know, doing that type of cleanup and, you know, making sure that it doesn't come back and sanitize and all of that. And most people that, you know, have businesses, they'd rather be out in the field doing what they know best. And then, you know, they hire a company that can go in and do the posts and do the ads and do all of the programming and the optimization. Yeah, that way you don't have to worry about any of that because we would.
And I think when I first started, SEO was really crazy because, I mean, I'm sure you guys use a lot of AI right now, so. And that helps situations too, so.
Yeah, it does. The AI and then also Google changes the algorithms daily. So even on top of AI, there has to be extensive manual programming because when the algorithm updates come through, then you have a team of technicians here that will go in on a day-to-day basis and refresh your information and restore your data. And that's how we ensure.
Isn't it something?
Yeah,
it really is.
Well,
you know what I like to do if I can, I like to start with a basic package.
Okay, I think that's a good move for you because
Facebook ads, you can always
put those on later if you wanted to.
Right. You see where this runs, you know, goes, and it's like we go from there.
Yeah, I think that's a good move because, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to see a strong return on investment first. And then, you know, once you see that, it's easy to reinvest and go into that bundle package. The only reason Google allows us to bundle with the Facebook ads initially is sometimes it'll jumpstart the results and get you up there a little bit quicker. But,
but
you don't really have to do it yet. You could always do it down the road. So, question, do you want me to use the email here, ars@atticmoldandmore.com for the confirmation? It's ARS?
Yes, ARS, yeah.
Mm-hmm, got it. And then is this the phone number you'd like to keep displayed on Google, the 868-4437?
Yeah, now, Paul was telling me something about a disguise number.
Yep, you're right. So, what we can do is we can purchase a brand new 508 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your phone number. And it's a call tracking number and it has two benefits. Number one is it will eliminate some of the spam calls because a lot of spam calls are computer generated and we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there that will say something like, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both cases would ring to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, those would fall off because they can't press one or two. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. So, we can definitely – I'll put in here that you want that, and that's pretty cool, too, because it comes with an app where you can check the calls from your phone. So I'll notate that we're going to include the call tracking. And then – one second here. But we will be forwarding over to this number, right? The call tracking number will forward to this one. Okay, that's what I thought. Perfect. And then it's loading so that it'll include that in the package. Give me 1 second. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. You know, when you get that little thing that's spinning and then you have to wait for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Let me see. 5 o'clock is about what? It's about 2 o'clock over there?
Yeah, you're right. It's 1:55 here, almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Southern California, huh?
You know, I'm not that bad for an old man. I can figure things out. I'm not bad.
You have a sense of humor too. That's great. I love it. Yeah. My dad, he lives in Chicago and he's constantly cracking jokes, and we get together once a year or so and have like a family reunion, and the whole week I'm just like laughing and I'm having so much fun.
Oh, that's nice.
But then I'll look at my stepmother and I wonder, like, I'm like, do you ever get tired of it? And she said, kind of, because, you know, she'll hear the same ones like over and over again sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah. Every day of the week, yeah.
To me, it's all fresh, you know, because I see them once a year. But for her, she's hearing it over and over. And, you know, she just kind of rolls her eyes like, oh, there he goes again.
Now, with you Californians, you hate to leave California. I know. It's like, oh, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know what? I love this state, especially coming from Chicago, you know, where
right.
they have the seasons and it's extreme winter, which everyone knows about, but a lot of people don't know that the summers get pretty extreme in Chicago too, you know? So
Oh yeah, it's right in the middle of ick. I hate to say it.
Midwest. Yeah, Midwest ick. It's really
yeah.
ick.
Oh yeah.
So I love it. But you know what? It's always been on my bucket list to go to Boston. I've never
Why?
Been to Massachusetts
no, kidding you,
at all. No, I've never been up to New England, and I just think it's like such a neat part of the country, and I've always wanted to go.
I've always said if you're going to come to New England, you come in the fall. It just seems to be the nicest time of the year around here.
Oh, and that's when the seasons are changing, huh?
Yeah, that's when the leaves are changing. Everything's crazy and really colorful
nice.
Up here. And there's a lot of events in the fall.
Nice. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put that on my bucket list. You know, we're in California, so every time we go for a little weekend getaway, my husband always wants to go to Vegas. And, you know, that's fine, but I'm always like,
right.
hey, there's so much of the country to see. Like, why don't we have to always go to Vegas? We could go to other places.
And,
too, you know?
And you guys are in Orange, right?
We're in Orange County, so we're in a little city called Fountain Valley, which is right
okay.
next to Huntington Beach. So.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so
I have
we're
friends
right.
that live out there.
Oh, what part? Do you know?
I know they're right near Huntington Beach somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're right next to Huntington Beach. Matter of fact, our street, Brookhurst by our office, if we take it 4 miles down the road, we're at the Pacific Ocean. So.
Yeah. Okay, and that's where they are. It's about 4 or 5 miles away from the ocean. It's beautiful.
Yep. They're pretty probably close to us. Yep. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I love it down here. The only thing is our state is kind of going crazy with the politics and all that. You know, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Leaving. You guys are going through a mix.
Yeah. A lot of people are leaving because of it. But I'm just like, you know, if everybody leaves, then what? You know, like somebody's got to stay and hold down the fort over here, you know.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm from Massachusetts. I'm one of these crazy liberal states, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not liberal, so.
Yeah, you know what? A little piece of information for you is California is very, very liberal, and I'm not liberal.
Oh, I know.
But Huntington Beach is very, very conservative. They have.
That's why I said you're Orange County.
Yep. We're in a really good county for that type of, you know, for kind of holding the state down because, you know, the types of things that I see come across the ballot that they try to, you know, get through, it mind boggles me, you know.
It does, doesn't it? It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
We're in a crazy world now, but that's okay.
It's terrible. Yeah, but
I'm coming down the ladder, so I'm happy.
Yeah. I know. I'm kind of midway in the ladder, I think. But
yeah, I'm on my way down, but it's like, it's okay. I'm just going to stay steady for 5 more years, and I'm happy.
Yeah, but if you have kids and grandkids, I don't know if you do, but it becomes concerning.
We don't.
You know? It's like, okay, yeah, I do. I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids, and I'm like, man,
right.
You know, I hope things don't get even worse and worse, you know?
Right.
So,
well, Paul's my nephew, and he has a son, which is our great nephew. And the whole family's like that. We've got all great nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
So I feel for them, but those are our family.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So you have big celebrations every year for the holidays then, I bet. But it's all the kiddos and nieces.
Oh, my God.
Nieces
for the holidays. It's every week with these people.
Yeah, that's funny because my 4-year-old granddaughter is like that, like every day. Can I have this? Can I have that? And she's putting things in my Amazon basket. And I tell her, no, it's not your birthday yet. Well, why not? You know, and then she's so cute. I end up getting it for her anyway. You know,
that's the problem now. It's like, they don't wait for celebrations anymore. I just get it because I want it. Like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing a bad thing to do that, but it's
that's all right.
Yeah. I know that my son is one of those, you know, guys that it feels like he's like very, very entitled and he wants to have like a silver spoon in his mouth. And it drives me crazy because I'm of the mindset that you have to work hard and, you know, have a strong work ethic. And he just,
right.
You know, he wants to, like, when he is in between work and he applies for jobs, I'm like, oh, this place is hard enough. Well, I wouldn't go work for that. And I'm like, well, why not? You have to start somewhere. You can't walk in and be the general manager, you know.
Well, that's what they want.
That's what they want. Exactly. It drives me crazy. In any case, you have a verified Google listing already, and it's under 37 Sherman Grove, Spencer, Mass. That's
yes.
The business address, right? Suite 101?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And so what is the billing address? Is that one in the same, or is it a P.O. box?
One in the same.
One in the same.
No,
okay,
one
that makes
same.
It easy. And then did you want to use a Visa, MasterCard?
What MasterCard. Works?
Okay, and then the card number?
5109.
Okay.
5000.
Got it.
9353.
Okay.
2099.
Okay, expiration?
0627.
0627. And then the little code?
Let me see. Little code. 751.
751. Okay. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you, Alan, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over the keywords and your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some
okay.
of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot. So just kind of
yep.
bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Attic Mold and More.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Alan Stolarczyk, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement automatically renews each month on the 11th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue
okay.
your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to the calendar, and I want to see the client interview is going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes max. And
okay.
we're triple booked for the rest of the day. But for tomorrow, what would work best, morning or afternoon, you think?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. So for the afternoon, we have, let's see.
The only thing I have tomorrow, well, other than I have to do anything, I have something at 4 o'clock, which is 1 o'clock for you.
Okay. So we could do 1 your time, 2, or 5 o'clock.
2 brings me into 5. I can't do any of those.
You can't? Okay, well, how about a little bit earlier? So before 1, there's a noon your time or an 11 a.m.
11 a.m. my time?
Yep. Yep, it's 8 our time, which would be 11 your time.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes,
two
okay.
For 8, that'll give me 11. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an entire hour from 11 to 12 o'clock Eastern. And remember, it doesn't take that long, but I'm just blocking out the hour in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 8:15.
Okay.
Don't panic.
Yep, no
I'm going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And
oh,
then
very good.
Lastly, I honored your nephew's pricing, which is not typically available to the general public. So I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I might have. Hold on. Let's find out.
It'll, if not, it'll be there shortly.
Yes, there is.
It is? Okay, perfect. So there's a little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Once you click on that, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
All you have to do is once that loads, you just scroll to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check. One will say that you get text messages. The other one says you're authorized. And then once you check those, the check mark will turn blue, and then you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it goes through properly, it will ask you for a username and a password. So if you see that, that's your sign that it went through. But don't worry about the username and password. That will be provided for you after the client interview. But my main thing is if you see that, then you know that it went through.
All right.
Yeah? Okay.
Do you want me to do that now? Or?
Yeah, I would do it now. It takes 2 seconds. And then, like I said, it'll grandfather you into the pricing, Alan, and make sure that it never goes up.
It's funny. You brought it to me at precisepicks.com, which is funny. But I'm just going to change that.
What did I do?
Oops, hold on. I'm going to bring the volume up so I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I'm going to put you on. Stop it. I don't know how to do this.
What's it saying?
Oh, hold on. I'm just putting you on speaker.
Oh, okay. The speaker.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see. I'm going to go back here. It says precisepicks@gmail.com. So I'm just going to switch the account.
Okay.
All right, then I'm going to. It's funny. I don't have that one on here. It's funny. Some of my emails go to eight. No,
oh,
no, no. Some of my emails go to. It goes to A1 Environmental Remediation. But I'm just going to add the account to the device. Let's see if
yeah, if you add it, it's pretty good because then you'll make sure that if we sent you something, it doesn't go in spam or something because, you know, you have already accepted the first one, you know?
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it into the one that it does here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's A1 remediation. That's fine.
Okay. You want me to change the email on my end to that moving forward, A1 remediation?
Well, this is all for Google, right?
This is for any correspondence between us and Local Splash. You know, the Google is included in this, but if you created your Google listing under a different email, we don't necessarily need that email because you're just going to go in there and add us as a manager. So you can use your login with Google separate. I just want to know what's the best email where you would get, like if we said, hey, Ellen, we need some pictures for your Google listing and we sent you an email or something like that, what would be the best email to use?
And that's what I'm going to put in here.
Okay. So are you on the link that says click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yep, I'm doing
okay.
It right now.
Good. Okay, so you're updating it on your end. Okay.
Yep. I am. I have fat fingers, but I...
That means you like to count money. That's what my mom used to say. If you have fat, especially fat thumb, she'd say you like to count money if you have a fat thumb.
I still say that the screens are getting smaller.
Yep. It's funny how the iPhone started, because I remember when they started, like, the smaller they were, the better, because everybody didn't want to have the big clunky thing, you know, so they made them so teeny tiny. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're like, now we have the Pro Max and the X Max, and they got bigger and bigger. And I'm just kind of laughing, because I'm like, it's funny, because at first it was like, the smaller they were, the cooler they are. And now it's like, the bigger they are, the cooler they are, you know?
Because we can't see anything.
Yeah,
so it's asking me to upload pictures of equipment. You want me to do that later? Or do I have to do that now?
I don't think you should worry about that. I don't even know if you're going to have to do that. And here's why. You already have a verified Google listing with 1 5-star rating on it. So when we send that email, it's automated, but it's for a company that doesn't have a Google listing yet. So we're going to start from scratch and get them verified. But for you, we're not starting from scratch because you already have the listing. So I don't think you have to send those pictures for verification. But I am going to send you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile. Because we don't want to go into the Google listing and create a new one, because that's duplicate and it will hurt you, right? But we can't do anything with the one that you have unless we have access to it. So I just sent you another email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. It's really simple. You can follow the steps on there and you'll be able to add us. But I'll let the technician know for tomorrow that I sent you that email. So in the event that you hit any bumps in the road and you can't add us, then they can help walk you through it tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
My main thing was just getting the pricing locked in. You know what I mean?
All right, so hold on. I'm gonna go to the other one. All right, let me do this one first.
One at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Because it's funny, we are a corporation at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, let me do this the right way. All right, confirm signature. Boom. Okay, so that brought me the username and password. All right.
There. Okay.
They don't have you.
Yeah, but that means it went through, so that's a good sign.
All right, so then the next one is the updated Google. The next one is, please add us. If you have a question, please cut. Please add us to your, as a manager to your Google business profile.
That's it.
Well, you'll have to show me how to do that one.
So I don't do any of that technical aspect. I usually just bring the clients on board. So what I would do is just save that email for tomorrow, and when my technician calls you tomorrow, they'll help walk you through it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It'll take you 2 seconds, but I just don't want to, you know, guide you to the wrong button or something, and then all of a sudden it... Did you create your Google listing that you already have?
Most likely.
Most likely? Okay. So one thing you can do, and you know, I at least know how to do this, if you go to business.google.com,
yep.
You'll see at the upper right there's a little button that says sign in or manage now, okay? If you hit sign in, it'll ask you for a username and a password. So you would just put in whatever email you think you might have used, whatever username you think you might have used, and then you put in, you know, probably, you know how everybody has their favorite password, so whatever your favorite password is, and it should let you write in. If not, you know, then maybe that's an indication that, you know, someone else created it and you can't get into it, but at least try with the information that you might know, because that will at least, you know, make things go smoother for tomorrow if you can at least get into the Google listing.
Okay. Very good.
All right. And then moving forward, if you have any questions, you can call that toll-free number that was texted to you and hit option one. Anyone that answers the phone can help you. But my extension is 777. My name is Tina. So let's say you want to talk to me directly. No problem. You just call the same number and you put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. And we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, okay?
Very good.
All right. So you're all good to go, Ellen. Welcome aboard. And I definitely enjoyed talking to you. So have a really great evening coming up, too.
Nice talking to you, too, as well. Thank you.
Right. You too. Thank you, Ellen. You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.